At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey there, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. Tune into our show and join me in making some regrettable decisions. It's available wherever you listen to podcasts.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
How many of you have felt that just pure frustration and anger when your ex's new partner starts to try to parent your child? Do you want to explode? How did you handle it? We want to hear from you this morning, 585-252-9800. Over the weekend, we got a message from Casey. She's a 30-year-old single mom who's absolutely fed up. And here's what she had to say. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Okay, I have to get this off my chest before I lose it. My ex's new girlfriend thinks she's suddenly mom 2.0 to my kid. She's telling my child what to eat, what time to go to bed, how to dress. Newsflash, she is not the parent here. I'm the one who changes diapers, pays the bills, stays up all night when my kid's sick. Not her. I don't care if they're in a relationship. That doesn't give her the right to overstep and try to replace me. If she wants to be in our lives, she can be the cool aunt, not the parental authority. And my ex says, I'm being crazy and have no right to feel this way. There are a ton of single moms who wish they had the help that his new girlfriend is giving me. Just him saying that makes me even more angry because she isn't a parent herself. She's 27 years old and thinks she knows because she used to nanny on the weekends.
Right, yes, of course.
Do you guys think she is crossing a major line? Because honestly, I'm ready to explode on her. Thanks for any help or suggestions. Okay, that came in from Casey, who messaged us over the weekend. Who's dealt with this before? And what advice do you guys actually have? Have you ever had to put an ex's new girlfriend or boyfriend in their place when it comes to your kid?
Right.
Hit us up on the phone or text line.
It's definitely tough because he is right. There are a lot of single moms who would die for the help and the opportunity to have three parents looking after and loving their child.
Sure.
At what cost, though? At the cost of your own mental health?
I think he lost her once he called her crazy.
Yep.
You have no right to feel this way.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, dude, abort mission. Abort.
Abort.
Let's go over to a couple of you guys weighing in real quick on this one today. Again, 585-252-9800. Would love to hear from you. Megan wrote in and said, good morning, guys. When my ex's girlfriend started trying to tell my son what bedtime was, I had to have a sit down and have a serious talk with not just her, but my ex.
Mm-hmm.
Boundaries are everything. If you don't set them early, it gets worse later on. Trust me.
Yeah.
I can imagine they would.
Definitely. I think that, I'll go back to my original point of, like, there's a lot of people that don't have help that would love help. Yeah. But it needs to be, like, a collaborative co-parenting situation. It can't just be, like, and this is my kid now, and you don't have a say, and we are together. Like, that's not fair.
Yeah, you want to talk about boundaries. I can see how this would piss off a lot of single parents.
Yeah,
somebody new comes in the picture, and it's also somebody new that you haven't even had the chance to really meet
yet.
Let's go to Jen. My ex's girlfriend actually took over bedtime routine for my daughter. It was very tough at first, but I realized she's really good at it, and my kid's happier. Sometimes you got to swallow your ego and admit it's about the kid's happiness, not your control.
Right.
Wow, that's a great message, Jen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jen.
That's a great point.
It is. It definitely is.
Well, how do you swallow your ego like that sometimes? It is really hard to do.
Right.
Especially when, it takes a lot of confidence to sit there and say, yeah, the kid's happier without me. not without her, but, you know, the routine.
Right, she's
adjusted well. If I were Casey, I'd talk to my ex first, tell him this isn't about being crazy. It's about respect and being the parent, because the new girlfriend should be a support, not a replacement. Yeah, she's 27. Put her to work. She used to be a nanny. She knows what she's doing.
She can do drop-offs.
Yeah.
For kids.
How do you collaborate, like Breezy said? Because this is a collaborative effort. How do you come up with a game plan where everybody's on the same page?
One of my favorite sayings that I feel can go with anything you want to insert into the saying is collaboration over competition. Because at the end of the day, the more that you collaborate with someone, something, some business, some person, whatever, insert whatever here, you are going to win in the long run. And I think so many people, again, this can go for a lot of different things. So many people are so scared and intimidated and threatened by other people, places, businesses, whatever the case may be. And if you just come and blend together, you both win at the end of the day.
Right. See, Breezy, what she's saying here, she's using all of her knowledge from social media, and she's using it here if for parenting.
It's all the same. It's all fluid. It's all fluid.
Yo, Andrea says, I'm a mother of three and dealt with this years ago. And my advice to this young mom is talk to your ex first, because you got to set the expectations. Then you handle the new girlfriend. If your ex isn't on board, it's going to be a huge mess. But don't back down. It's also important to stick up for yourself so she knows she can't walk all over you. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this is, but they make a good point. And they wrote in, honestly, this is the exact stuff that scares me about dating people with kids. Everyone needs to learn to talk it out before the new parent drama turns ugly. But I guess my advice for Casey is to put the kids' well-being first. Just don't be afraid to push back. She's only 27. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. She is only 27, which is also frustrating, because you can look at that and be like, she's just a baby. She doesn't know. She doesn't know what's right for my kid. How can she help raise my kid if she doesn't know, you know, whatever?
Yeah. The last thing you want is for it to be ugly, too.
I know.
And it's got to be so scary, too, for a single parent to send your kid over to your ex's. Which I'm sure at this point you probably trust, because they're the parent too. But when you have somebody new in the picture that you haven't developed a relationship with yet, and all of a sudden they are behind your back parenting
Right. Your
kid the way they think they should do it, oh, that's got to be so frustrating.
Very tough. Very tough indeed.
I mean, all right, thank you to everyone who weighed in on this one. Clearly, Casey's not alone. A lot of you have been there, and honestly, it's got to be a tricky spot to be in. But Molly sent us a follow-up message that reads, Casey's not crazy, she's just protective. And that's what a real parent does. Mm-hmm. Let her know she's not alone, and in the end, it always works out. Yeah, thanks for the messages, guys. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
PXY Mornings with you everywhere you go. Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow in the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
Really, really cool stuff coming up here just this weekend. I am excited because Shania Twain is coming to Western New York, set to take the stage at the Darien Lake Amphitheater this Saturday, July 19th. But it's not just a performance that's going to be impacting Western New York. The Shania Twain Foundation will donate up to $25,000 to feed more Western New York, a contribution that will provide just about 7,500 meals to people in and around our region. So this is really cool. Feed More Western New York is super grateful for the generous donation from the Shania Twain Foundation. And it will enable us to provide nutritious food and vital support to Western New York neighbors that are experiencing food insecurity, says the chief of officer at Feed More and WNY. So I guess, I don't know if she does this with every place she goes to, but the Shania Twain Foundation is committed to improving the lives of children and families facing poverty or insecurity. And I guess we're just lucky enough to be able to be one of the lucky recipients of her generosity. So
Shania Twain.
Really cool stuff.
What a babe.
Just crushing it.
My teenage crush.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go, girl.
Let's get it.
Yeah. So that's that concert's taking place, like I said, this Saturday at Darien Lake. If you're going, just know that you, Shania, Western New York.
All the things.
Really moving the needle and making a difference.
You sure. Oh, God. It didn't. Party in the Park started, too, last Thursday.
Last Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I will be there this Thursday.
That's right. Got to go support.
Pop off.
Guys, coming up on the show, there's a difference between being close with your parents and being completely useless. And let's just say, if someone is over 30 who still is relying on their parent to do this one thing for them, would you agree that maybe they were raised wrong? What is it? What did I witness over the weekend? I can't wait to tell you about it. Coming up next on PXY.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Real quick, I got to let you guys know, 98PXY wants you to know that the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester is back and they are hiring. There's paid roles for actors, narrators, even non-scary jobs. So if you love to terrify people and get paid to do it, I got to ask, why are you not part of the Boo Crew?
Come through, the Boo Crew. Too much.
You got to be a part of the Boo Crew, you guys.
So important to be a part of the Boo Crew.
You can apply now at hauntedhayridesrochester.com. I'm dying to know this morning what some of your takes are on this topic. Yesterday afternoon, I'm at my cousin Vincent's graduation party. Cousin Vinny, we're all very proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting at one of the tables catching up with a few of my cousins, who I haven't seen in a long time. My one cousin, I noticed, is slightly walking around with a limp. Right?
Okay.
And he sits down and I said, what's your deal? Why are you walking around with a limp? And he goes, I've had this pain in my right leg for a while. And I said, well, what's a while? And he goes, maybe a month. So I asked the obvious. You've been walking around with a limp for a month? Why haven't you gotten that checked out yet? And I cannot believe the words that came out of his mouth after I asked him that. You want to take a stab at it?
How old has this been?
31.
I haven't called the doctor yet.
He says my mom was going to make an appointment with the doctor, but she forgot. I said, you're 31.
What?
Make the damn appointment yourself. I said, cuz, are you brain dead?
No, literally.
He goes, I don't have connections to doctors. What?
Connections to doctors?
He goes, my mom typically just makes the appointment for me. I was like, point me in the direction of your mother. I need to speak with her. So I called her over and I say, tell me it ain't so. Who makes the appointments for your 31-year-old son? She says, I do. I said, why?
Yeah, why?
She says, why not? I have good doctors. Just because he's 31, I can't make his appointment for him. I said, why would you?
Yeah, why would? Yeah, what?
And she gets pissed off and says, I'm his mother. That's why. Your parents have good benefits. They don't make your appointments for you. I said, no, I'm 41. So, I typically make my own appointments and wipe my own ass.
Your insurance at 27. So it's not like it's not like he doesn't have his own insurance to make his own appointments with his own doctors.
Couldn't even tell you. And listen, me and my mother share a doctor, coincidentally, but she's not making my appointments for me. So let's open it up. I mean, what's your personal take on this? What's one thing that instantly makes you go, oh, wow, you're definitely raised wrong here?
Yeah.
Like, mind blown. I'm like, come on, let's grow up here. Text us right now, 585-252-9800. We'll read the best ones. But I'm just having this conversation. I'm so taken back because everybody around me is acting like I'm the weird one.
Yeah. No.
For questioning it.
You're definitely not. Not at all. One thing when I was growing up, I was probably a junior or senior in high school. My friend looked at me and goes, so wait, when your mom's out of town, like, what do you eat? And I'm like, whatever I want. I just make something. She's like, you know how to cook?
Yeah. It's
I'm like,
blown away.
Yeah.
Basic life skills.
Like, what? She goes, when my mom's out of town, all I eat is PB&J because that's all I really know how to make.
And how old was she when she was having this
like conversation? 17.
Yeah. Well,
I was like, oh, sweetie.
Who was turning the oven?
Get you help.
Who was turning the oven on at 17? How old were you when you first turned that knob? Let's go over to Amanda that says, hi, guys. My boyfriend is 34. Still has his mother refill his prescriptions. He told me he doesn't know how pharmacies work.
So basically, complicated.
So basically he can drive a car, but he doesn't know how to call CVS. That's my life. Oh, that's thank you, Amanda. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Danielle says, Moose and Breezy, you were raised wrong if your parents never made you order your own food at restaurants. I'm dating a guy who panics when the waiter gets to him. Great guy, but always makes me cringe. Yeah, dating a guy who panics when it's time for him to order food at a restaurant. How is he when it comes to driving on the expressway? Does he scream for you to take the wheel when he gets overwhelmed?
Yeah. Shout out to our intern, Claire. literally her boyfriend.
How is he during sex? Does he keep his jeans on?
Well, it's also just like crazy because this might be more of a girl thing, but girls, I've known some girls, I've met some girls that like will not call and order anything or make an appointment over the phone. They have to like... like do like a pep talk before they have to call anyone or make an appointment or order food on the phone. It's like, you're good. Like, it's a confessional at this point. You don't even have to see them. Like, why are you losing your mind?
Well, this is scary, right? What's happening?
I have no idea.
People have no idea today how to interact or engage with other people.
People just like aren't house trained. That's the problem. Like, they're just...
You're not wrong, though. I mean, these are simple tasks. They're simple tasks. You can't call a CVS and get your prescription filled without your mom doing it at 34, she said. That's scary. But hey, Amanda, you're the one dating them. Moose and Breezy, it's Nikki from the block. Okay. My brother is 26, still lives at home, has never paid a bill in his life. But my mom still irons all of his work clothes for him.
I beg the question this morning of, like, is it a trend that the youngest kid, who's typically a guy...
Youngest child in the family.
Yeah. The youngest child in the family who's typically a guy always, like, never leaves the nest. Like, I know so many of these instances where, like, the youngest of the children, who 9 times out of 10 is a male...
Yes.
Is going to be at home till they're 40.
Mm. Well, I'm not going to lie.
It's just like...
My younger brother scared us for a while. He was the last to go. We were all very concerned on what his future was going to look like.
He just left last year.
And I'm telling you right now, we're all very, very proud of him. He proved all of us wrong. He's doing great in life, very successful. And I'm like, did not see that coming because he spent the last 9 years of his life watching season reruns of Friends.
Yeah.
We were very concerned as a family. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Grace that says, you were raised wrong if you think not knowing basic life skills is cute or funny. Because you not knowing how to cook rice or budget your paycheck, that's exhausting for the people who try to date you.
Like, some people think, like, it's quirky and, like, it's just, like, a silly, fun little personality change. <It's> like, what? No, you're unwell.
What is this thing? That's a toaster.
So that's a dishwasher. Thank you so much. She's like, I've seen this one in Back to the Future. What? Anyways, this person says, tell your aunt it's time to wean cousin Vinny off, Mouse.
No, it's not my cousin Vinny. It's another cousin. But yeah, it's absolutely time. I'm like, dude, you got to grow up. You got a girlfriend now and everything. What does she think about any of this?
What?
She's just as helpless.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you are with someone like that, eventually the mom is not going to be here anymore and you're going to become the mom. Who wants that? oh, my girlfriend weighing in. Here's Patrice. My girlfriend is 30. I'm actually 31. And her mom still does and folds her laundry. First of all, the reason I do my laundry at my parents' is because it's financially responsible. I'm not spending $10 a week to
We've had this conversation.
Pay for my laundry.
I know.
So.
Yeah, you don't have to defend
yourself. I'll defend
yourself.
Myself.
You don't have
I'll
to.
I'll defend myself till the day I die.
It's PXY Mornings.
98 PXY.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.